We want to say good afternoon and grace and peace to each and every one of you on this afternoon. As we're gathering for this time of prayer at noon, we're praying during a time when authority is really being exercised in ways that is deeply felt all across our country. You have government decisions that are affecting families and neighborhoods and entire communities. Immigration enforcement activity is happening, which includes actions that are being carried out by ICE that has created fear in many of the areas of our country. You have people that are anxious, families that are anxious, children that are affected and anxious, parents that are not even bringing their children to school. All of their daily routines are being disrupted, and even those not directly impacted are living under a growing sense of uncertainty. And so it's important that we pray with clarity, but also accuracy concerning this. ICE is an official federal agency that's operating under the Department of Homeland Security, and it's supposed to be lawful, right? However, in scripture, it makes a very clear distinction between the legitimacy of authority and the way authority is exercised. Authority can be lawful in structure and still be misused in practice. And God holds us as leaders and systems and governing powers accountable not only for what authority they possess, but for how that authority is used. And so when enforcement produces fear versus order, when you have intimidation going on rather than safety and instability rather than protection, the issue is not the existence of authority. No, the issue is the misuse of authority. You know, the issue is the lack of restraint and leadership that is shaped by propaganda and pressure and political ambition. And so as we pray today, we are not praying against people. We are not praying harm on any agents or families or communities. We are praying about authority itself. We are asking God to restrain the abuse, to correct the misuse, to protect the vulnerable and remove influence from leaders who encourage fear and who encourage deception and dehumanization. We are praying for lawful correction. We are praying for moral clarity. We are praying for accountability at every level of leadership. And so I want to bring our attention today, for those that are able to go with us, to Psalm 2, because that is what we're going to be praying out on today, because Psalm 2 is a perfect psalm to give us the language we need in order to pray directly in the direction of this integrity that needs to be had in, and this morality and this clarity and this accountability that needs to be had in leadership. This particular psalm speaks directly to rulers. It speaks directly to systems of power. It speaks directly to those who take counsel together. It reminds us that God remains in authority, number one, that misuse of power is not ignored by God at all, and that leadership is accountable to God and God alone. And so as we move through this psalm this afternoon, I want us to pray deliberately for correction and protection and alignment and the removal of illegitimate influence through truth and exposure. And so if you're able to look with me at Psalm 2, let's read verses 1 through 3. Psalm 2, verses 1 through 3. The Bible says, "Why does the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us.'" I'll read it one more time. It says, "Why do the heathen rage?" For those that are just coming in, we welcome you into 60 for 60. We are looking at Psalm 2. That's what we're going to be praying into on this afternoon. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? That's a question. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." So these verses are describing leadership that is acting in agreement against God's authority. And so the resistance right here is very intentional and it is organized. Leaders consult with one another and reinforce their shared decisions. God's authority and the authority that he delegates are treated as they are the obstacles rather than them being the foundations. And so God's instruction is described, listen to this, as bands and cords, which reflects how leadership often interprets accountability and restraint as restriction. What God establishes for order and protection is treated as something that needs to be removed. The plans described here in these verses are called vain because they are built on a misunderstanding of where authority ultimately comes from. And so we want to pray into that on today. And so if you're able to unmute your line at this time, I want you to pray along with me on this afternoon. Father, we bring before you the governing structures of the United States of America, including every elected official, every agency, oh God, every leader, Father, Lord God, those policymakers and those who shape enforcement and public messaging. We acknowledge today, Lord God, that resistance to your authority often begins in these decision rooms and in these meetings and in these shared agreements, Lord God, that they make, Lord God, behind closed doors. And we ask today, Lord God, that you expose every policy, every directive, every enforcement, Father, every enforcement practice, oh God, that has been formed apart from your wisdom and your justice and accountability. We pray today, Lord God, for neighborhoods living under fear, Lord God, due to aggressiveness, Lord God, due to unclear enforcement actions. We are praying, Lord God, for families and children and communities, Lord God, that are feeling intimidation, Lord God, that are feeling harm, Father, that don't want to come out of their spaces, of their living quarters, Father, those that are in hiding even, Father. We ask that every belief system, Lord God, that treats restraint and compassion and due process as weakness, may it be corrected in the name of Jesus. We're asking today that, Lord God, that agreements are broken, that are rooted in fear, that are rooted in propaganda, that are rooted in political pressure. And we're asking, Father, that you align our nation's leadership with righteousness, with truth, and responsibility. Look with me at verses 4 through 6. We're going to read Psalm 2, verses 4 through 6. We welcome all of you that are chiming in today, that are coming in on this afternoon. We are in Psalm 2. That's what we're praying on today. We are praying for our nation on today. Psalm 2, verses 4 through 6 says, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." Listen to those words. "Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." I'll read that one more time. It says, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my hill, my holy hill of Zion." God is not unsettled by what's going on in the White House. God is not unsettled by political tension or resistance. His authority remains established no matter what's going on. And so when God speaks, his words begin to confront disorder and also bring accountability. Zion represents the place where God's authority is recognized and exercised. And so human leadership does not determine whether God is ruling. No, his governance is in place and it cannot be overturned. And this reminds us that national authority is delegated. Come on. And it is also limited. Let me say that again. National authority is delegated, but it is also limited. There is no system that governs outside of God that is going to prosper. We need to know that today. No system governs outside of God's oversight. And there will be no system that is governing outside of God that will prosper. And so we want to pray into this on today. And if you would join me, if you're able to unmute your line, I want us to beseech the Lord on this afternoon as we acknowledge that he remains in authority, that he is the sovereign God Father. Lord God, as we continue to pray, we thank you, God, for the insight that you are giving us through this psalm. We thank you, Lord God, that you have caused the psalmist to pen this psalm to give us, Lord God, the insight that we need to know. We acknowledge that you remain in authority over this nation, that this nation belongs to God. And we place the United States, Lord God, under your governance on today. We declare, Lord God, that the states of America, Lord God, that the United States of America, Lord God, is governed and sanctioned by God. In the name of Jesus, we declare, Lord God, that every single state, Lord God, we declare that they shall be sheep nations and not goat nations. We speak into every level of leadership today. That includes federal agencies. That includes, Lord God, any type of enforcement bodies, any policymakers, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you would confront the misuse of power. Lord God, we praying today, Lord God, that you would confront the lack of restraint that these officers have, Lord God, for humanity. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that you would confront the inconsistency, Lord God, that comes about, Lord God, with truth. Where enforcement has produced fear, Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that you would correct that, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're praying, Lord God, that people will understand that you are not ignoring what we're seeing, Lord God, all across this country, but you are actually exposing it in the name of Jesus. Father, establish your authority, God, over laws and policy and enforcement practices, oh God. God, restore order where confusion has been allowed to grow. Let every leader, God, understand, Lord God, the limits of their power and govern with awareness that they answer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's continue with this psalm on today. Verses 7 through 9, it says, I will declare the decree. Come on, it says, I will declare the decree. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, that's what the scripture says. It says, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. I'm in Psalm 2, I'm reading right now, we are in verses 7 through 9. Again, let me read it to you. It says, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. Hallelujah. It says, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Listen, people of God. Authority has been given to the Son of God. Who is the Son of God? Jesus. Authority, all authority has been given to him, not seized through control or force. Leadership rooted in obedience, that is the leadership that carries weight. That is the leadership that carries endurance. The firmness described in this scripture points to accountability. Systems that refuse correction cannot remain intact. I don't care what you're currently seeing. Systems that refuse correction, they will not remain intact. What is built without submission to God, it's on shaky ground. It lacks stability. And so this applies to every institution, every agency, every leadership structure that resists the truth of God, that resists the correction of God, is coming down in Jesus' name. And so we want to declare that today through prayer. If you're here on this afternoon and you can unmute and pray with me, we are declaring that those systems are coming down. Father, we acknowledge that you, Lord God, are the rightful authority, that you are the only true and living God. You are the God over nations and governing systems. And we bring before you today the structures that are shaping immigration enforcement, that are shaping national national security that is shaping public policy where systems operate without justice, without restraint. We're praying, God, that you would intervene today in the name of Jesus. Intervene, Lord God, for those that are in fear, Lord God, that have been intimidated, oh God, hallelujah, through means of force, oh God. God, we're praying today, Lord God, for those that are in hiding, oh God, that are scared to take their children to school, Lord God, that from fear that they will be abducted by ICE, Father. We're praying, Lord God, that you would intervene, God, where leaders are promoting fear and propaganda, Lord God, to justify this excessive force and action, Father. We're praying, Lord God, that you would remove their influence. Lord God, we pray today that you would remove the authority, Lord God, that they have, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, through lawful exposure and correction. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that you would dismantle these structures, Lord God, that are refusing to be accountable, that are refusing, Lord God, to bow their will, that are refusing, Lord God, to humble themselves, that you would protect those that are affected, Lord God, by instability, Lord God, in unjust decisions, that you would establish leadership that governs, oh God, with fairness, oh God, in responsibility and accountability and with clarity, and let what cannot withstand truth be removed, Father, and let what reflects righteousness remain. In the name of Jesus. Look, we're going to look at verses 10 through 12. We're closing out this psalm. And it says, be wise now, therefore. It says, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. It says, verses 10 through 12 says, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, colon. It says, be instructed, comma, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. It says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. These verses call leaders to receive instruction and correction. No matter what level you are as leadership, he's speaking to all of us to receive correction and instruction. Authority requires reverence. Authority requires responsibility. So we must trust in God. Trust in God here is presented as the foundation for stability. Let me say that again. Trusting God is the foundation for stability. I will trust in the name of the Lord. I will trust in the rock of my salvation. Come on. He's a firm foundation. So trusting God is the foundation of our stability. We need to understand that submission is not weakness. Submission is true alignment with rightful authority. And this applies to all leaders, national leaders, regional leaders, local leaders. No matter what you are leading, it applies to us all. The heads of agencies, anyone that's entrusted with influence over others. And so as we complete our assignment on today in prayer, I want you to pray to the God of wisdom on today, that we're going to pray for these leaders in Jesus' name. We're going to lift them up before the Lord on today because we need God to intervene on the behalf of leaders that may have started out right, but they ended up wrong. And we need God to guide our leadership in Jesus' name. So pray along with me to the God of wisdom on today. Father, we pray for every leader, for every decision maker in this nation. Lord God, whether they are elected, whether they are appointed, whether they are operating behind the scenes with influence and authority, we're praying, God, that you would teach them to receive correction, Father, in the name of Jesus, without resistance. We're praying that you would teach them to recognize when their judgment has been shaped by pressure. Lord God, that you would restore reverence, oh God, where authority has been treated casually, God. God, where it's been misused for its own personal gain, Father, where it's been exercised without awareness of consequences. consequence. We're praying, God, that you will reorder the hearts and the minds of those entrusted with power so that leadership is marked by responsibility rather than control. We're praying today, Lord God, that you would guide those responsible for immigration enforcement, Lord God, for humanitarian response, for our borders, God, giving oversight over them, for legal process, that you would give clarity, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would give restraint, Lord God, where power has been exercised without balance. God, let law be applied, oh God, with consistency. Lord God, we're praying for due process for humanity, God. We're praying today, Lord God, that you would shield the vulnerable, Lord God, from exploitation, from intimidation, from unnecessary disruption, that you would provide wisdom, oh God, for those, Lord God, that are tasked with these complex decisions, oh God, so that enforcement does not become cruel. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming against oppression today, Father, is that you would break the back of oppression and the oppressors, God, that you would correct those who are misusing their power, Lord God, that are using excessive force, that are being dishonest in their messaging, Lord God, that are putting out fear-based propaganda and messaging, God, that are putting out dehumanizing language, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, that you would expose motives on today, Lord God, that is rooted, Lord God, in ambition, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We're praying today, Lord God, that you would remove, Lord God, those, Lord God, whose motive is political gain, Lord God, that have the spirit of indifference, Lord God, against, oh God, human dignity. Father, we're praying that you would remove the influence from leaders who shape policy or enforcement through deception today, God, where authority has been sustained through fear. God, we pray today that it is losing its footing in the name of Jesus, God, where leadership has refused accountability. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for exposure. Lord God, we thank you for the necessary restraint, Father. We pray, God, that you would establish trust in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as the true foundation of governance, that you would disrupt reliance on image, that Lord God, that you would disrupt reliance on rhetoric and power, oh God, without wisdom, God. Let righteousness, God, cry out in the streets, oh God. Let righteousness guide our decisions at every level, Lord God, from local communities to national leadership, in the name of Jesus, God. Let accountability shape how authority is exercised, God, and how decisions are enforced. And we thank you, Lord God, that as alignment keeps on coming up, Lord God, in our prayers, God, that you are aligning this nation. You are aligning our nation with justice, with restraint, with responsibility, Lord God, so that leadership reflects order, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and that authority serves its intended purpose, Lord God, under your governance, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord God, for unfolding Psalm 2 to us, oh God, for helping us to understand, Lord God, how resistance, Lord God, oh Lord God, how it forms, Lord God, and how, Lord Jesus, you, Lord God, are bringing us into a wisdom, Lord God, of how to pray, Lord God, and how to press in, Lord God, in these particular subjects that are on your heart. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we can use your word as guidance, Lord God, as insight. Lord God, when we don't know what to pray, we thank you, God, that the Spirit who is our teacher begins to unfold, Lord God, to us what we need to know in order for us to pray your heart and your will in the earth. We thank you for the prayer rain. Lord God, we thank you for the prayer rain. We thank you for the prayer rain that's hitting our neighborhoods, that is hitting our neighborhoods, that is hitting our communities, that is hitting, Lord God, our fields, our land, Lord God, where our crops grow. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer rain, Lord God, that is hitting agriculture today, hitting farmers, Father, in the name of Jesus, hitting, oh God, the food industry. We thank you for the prayer rain, Lord God, that is hitting all seven stratas of the world, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prayer rain that is hitting our economy, Father, in the name of Jesus, that is hitting Wall Street, that is hitting stocks, thank that you, is hitting Jesus. Bonds, that is hitting investments. We thank you for the prayer rain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that is hitting, Lord Jesus. Lord God, the down. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, the prayer rain that is hitting the banking institutions today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the prayer rain that is hitting airports, that is hitting, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are the TSA agents, Father, those, Lord God, that are directing the planes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the prayer rain, Lord God, that is hitting our transportation services, oh God, all over our nation, country, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you, hallelujah, thank you, for the prayer rain, Lord God, that is hitting, Lord God, train stations, bus stations, oh God, fans, Lord God, that are carrying our children, Lord God, to and from school. We thank you for prayer rain, Lord God, that is hitting cars as they are riding along the streets, Lord God, the byways, the highways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the prayer rain that is coming down, oh God, especially, Lord God, at those, Lord God, street corners, Lord God, where we are seeing constant accidents, God, we are praying now, Lord God, for those intersections, oh God, where people have been dying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord God, that is not, Lord God, by happenstance that the enemy has marked his territory, but we take it up today and we mark it as your territory in Jesus' name. Lord God, we cancel and overturn, Lord God, any witch that has put, Lord God, a spell down in the intersection of our neighborhoods, Father. We overturn it. We bring it down. We denounce it in Jesus' name. We bring it to naught. We said it has no power to rule in our neighborhoods. We establish ourselves as a principality in our region. We establish the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, oh God, over and above our city, the city of Miami, over the ports and the gates. Oh God, we establish the kingdom of God. We put a line of demarcation around about our neighborhoods and around about our nation, our country, our city, our state, our municipalities. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for angels that are standing watch and standing guard at our gates and at our ports. We pray, God, for the keys today. One of the main ports, Port of Miami, Amboria, Papaya, Lekondiri, Andedanama, Asataya. Lord God, where we have, Lord God, things coming in, Lord God, on the seas, Lord God, that are traveling, ships that are traveling in, Lord God, to bring in, Lord God, our grocery, to bring in, Lord God, resources and supplies that our cities need. God, we come against delays now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against the sea. Seizing of our supplies. We come against the seizing of our supplies. Come on, I need you all to pray that on today, where there is a spirit that's trying to seize our supplies from coming into our ports. But we declare today in the name of Jesus that we bind it now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind the instruction going out to seize our supplies from getting into our cities in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you on today, oh God. La Coria, that you are loosing the bands of evil in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, you are causing us, Lord God, to have the resource that is necessary in our city. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are in position.
And your position can never be moved. We thank you for your responses. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. As we declare today that we have a clear passageway. For our answers to come in. Lord God, that there shall be no resistance. Oh God, at any level, oh God, for our answers to come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for clear channels. We thank you for clear portals for our answers to come in the name of Jesus, oh God. Out of the third heavens into this realm. We thank you for answers. We thank you, Lord God, that for everything that we have asked, Lord God, there is an answer on the way. There's an answer on the way. There's an answer on the way for us. And we declare notable testimonies in the month of January, notable, tangible testimonies in the month of January in Jesus' name. We declare that it is so, and it shall not be otherwise. It cannot be overturned. Whatever has come out of heaven, it is so, and it is established in the name by the name of the Lord Jesus. By the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are weighing authority in our nation, oh God, that you are examining, oh God, the powers that be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I thank you, God, that you are searching decisions on today, that you are searching, Lord God, enforcement on today, and you are bringing justice today in the name of Jesus. You are confronting fear today in the name of Jesus, and you're confronting the system that is sustaining the fear. You are breaking it down. You are causing it, oh God, to come down in Jesus' name. You are causing, Lord God, the spirits of intimidation that their powers shall be broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we prophesy over the airways, oh God, on today. Hallelujah, Father. Lord God, that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over the airways in every frequency, at every dimension, in every level. Jesus is Lord in the stratosphere and in the hemisphere. Oh God, in the name of Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, and the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever. All authority is in your hands. All power is in your hands. All righteousness is in your hands. And we thank you, God, that reverence is restored in the hearts of men for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray lastly, Lord God, for anyone that's looking to the universe and that's looking, Lord God, to things that are external that they can hold. Lord God, like gems and stones, Lord God, that's looking to sage, that's looking, Lord God, to new age practices, that's looking, oh God, to ancestral cultural worship, Lord God, as their answer. We're praying, God, that they would have an enlightenment and they would have an encounter with you as Paul had an encounter with you. Lord God, may they too. We have family members in our family, oh God, hallelujah, that are being, they're being tricked. Lord God, they're under the spirit of deception. But we're praying today, Lord God, that you would open their eyes. That you would open their eyes, oh God, for those, Lord God, children that in the name of not wanting to be controlled, that they're living wild and reckless. Because they don't want to listen to sound doctrine because it feels like control to them. God, I pray that there'll be a shift in their perspective and in their heart. Lord God, that they see, Lord God, the wisdom that their parents and that people that are around them are giving them, that they will see it as instruction that is a benefit to their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not see it as control, but they would see it, Lord God, as love. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would shift, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those, Lord God, around us, Lord God, our family members and friends, Lord God, that currently do not have the proper perspective when it comes to God. God, that you, Father, would open up their eyes, that they may see, open up their spirit eyes so that they may see. Open up, Lord God, their ears and their senses so that they may know you, that they know that they have had an encounter with Jesus. God, let their encounters rest and reign, oh God, over our youth, over, Lord God, young adults, oh God, in Jesus' name. May they encounter you, Lord God, while they're in the warehouses, Lord God, while they're in the clubs, wherever they may be, may encounters just break out all over our city. In the name of Jesus, I don't care if they're in the crack house, encounters with angels. Oh God, I don't care if they're smoking blunts. I don't care if they're smoking marijuana, taking Molly, drinking. God, hey, may the angel of the Lord show up Hey, just when they're about to light it up, God, I pray, oh God, that the angel of the Lord would show up. Those, Lord God, that are in homosexual relationships, I pray that the angel show up. Those, Lord God, that are struggling today in their sexuality, Lord God, in their identity, I pray that they encounter. There's some that are crying out for help, God, show up. Hear their prayer today and show up and answer. Lord God, those that have even had sex changes, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you for angels showing up, hey, making themselves known unto them, letting them know that the Lord Jesus Christ hears them, letting them know that the Lord Jesus Christ sees them, letting them know that the Lord Jesus Christ has come to them. Hey, God, I thank you, oh God, for the least and the left out, for the rejected, oh God. Hallelujah, that you will raise them up as a mighty nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a nation for God, hallelujah, a nation, oh God, hallelujah, that has the wildness, oh God, hallelujah, to believe, oh God, who has the fervor in their hearts, oh God, to go against the grain of what they've been taught, but to go to fall in love with Jesus and to fall in love, oh God, with a God, hallelujah, that will train them and will uplift them and will move them out and use them for purpose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 May your will be carried out. May it be carried out through your people. May it be carried out, oh God, by your angels. May it be carried out, Lord God. May we all do your bidding in Jesus' name. And may we do it according to your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Hey, I feel God. I feel God. I feel God. I feel God stirring in the atmosphere, stirring in the environment. I feel him. I feel him stirring in the atmosphere and in the environment. He's moving, y'all. He is moving by his spirit. I'm telling you. He is moving. He is moving. He is moving. We cannot allow our natural eyes to fool us. I'm telling you, what you're currently seeing, you got to see behind the curtain. You got to see what's happening behind the curtain. You looking at what's happening in front of the curtain, and God said, look at what I'm doing behind the curtain, behind the scenes. I'm answering your prayers. It don't look like I am, because you got to tap in. You got to tap into the Spirit of God. You got to tap in and see how God is working. Hallelujah. Hey, he's not intimidated by an evil king. He's not intimidated by anything that this world could ever present. God is not intimidated by darkness at all. Okay? He is in control. And he is at work. Hey, God, I thank you that you are at work. If there's someone here that has a testimony and they want to come forth, you can do so now at this time. Hallelujah. The line is open. If there's anyone that wants to testify, you can come forth. You can just unmute your line and come forth at this time. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Well, we thank God for all of you that have joined in on today. We bless God for you on this afternoon. If you are interested in receiving any of the recordings and you are not a part of our email list, I want you to go ahead and email us at info@sentmiami.com and request the replays. We will send them out to you. Amen. If you're not a part of our email list already and you want to be a part of it, please email us at info@sentmiami.com. We promise we're not going to spam you. We send out a monthly newsletter of what's going on with us here in our city. If you want to keep up with what's going on, if you want to take a visit, we have encounter mornings on this Sunday. I'm telling you, you want to be in the room. Some of our pastors in training will be preaching on Sunday, and we're excited about that, what God is doing with the people of God and how he's increasing them like he is. Amen. We are raised of moral, integral, rightly dividing ministers who have one motivation, and that motivation is Jesus. They're not motivated by fame. They're not motivated by money. They're motivated by obeying God. Hallelujah. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I'm around a people that are not focused on what they can get, but they're focused on what they can give, amen, what they can do for the Lord, and they're moving about in power and in might. Glory be to God. And so we invite each and every one of you, if you are in the city of Miami, or are you, if you're in the county of Broward, or even Palm Beach, come on down, amen. And I'm not sick, come on down to the altar that's down south. Glory be to God. Amen. As we meet around the altar and we engage the Spirit of God, because He is amongst us. So we encourage you to come back and meet us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. God's will. We'll be right here ready to engage the Spirit of God again. Don't forget to get your 20 minutes in with the Father tonight. Get your minutes in with Him. Spend time with the Father. Amen. We'll hear you back here in the morning. More grace.